Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
We are excited to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Dr. Sophia Ping and Crystal Perez and Brian. I didn't get your last name. What's your last name? Okay, that's why I didn't get it, because I don't want your mom to be mad at me for messing up your last name. But we are excited to welcome them. They are with the Providence, St. Jude, and St. Mary Neighborhood Health Mobile Dental Clinic. Did I get that right?
Awesome. Yes.
Okay. And it's wonderful to have you guys with us. We want to learn more about each of you, and we also want to learn about the organization and what you provide here to the High Desert community. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start off by asking Dr. Ping, can you tell us a little bit about your background as a dentist, how long you have been a dentist? I believe you're board certified. Can you just give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Hi, I'm Dr. Payne. So I've been a dentist for almost 10 years now, and I'm board certified licensed dentist in California. And I graduated for a bachelor's in UCLA, and also I got my doctorate degree in Western University in Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I enjoy seeing patients all ages and trying to help them get the smile that they want. And yeah.
And I understand you're really passionate about patient education, right?
Right, yes.
Right, which is hugely important. So great. Thank you for being here today. And Crystal, you're going to tell us a little bit about yourself and your responsibilities also with this particular project.
Yes, so I am a registered dental assistant for over 13 years.
Yeah.
And I got contracted from St. Jude to work with St. Mary and start dental services here in the High Desert. So I am, you know, have been doing this for quite almost a year now. And I finally have my full-on staff. And
Yay.
Dr. Ping is finally here with us. And, yeah, we launched this back in December.
Okay.
So we're still fairly new.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Fairly new. And here, since we are a mobile clinic, we do offer services such as exam, x-rays, cleanings, fillings, extractions, mostly preventative work.
Okay. That's wonderful. And then we've got Brian, who is Dr. Ping's right hand, right?
Yes.
So, wow. Brian, tell us a little bit about your background.
I took a CTE course when I was in high school, so I graduated as a dental assistant and also high school at the same time.
Wow.
I've been a dental assistant for, this will be my third year.
Okay. Is it something you always wanted to do then?
Yeah, my mom's also in the field, so I've always wanted to be something like in the dental field. And I'm also currently in school to become a dental hygienist.
Wonderful.
Do you want to become an actual dentist?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's my old-time goal.
Great. Well, thank you all for being here, like I said today, and for sharing this relatively new program and resource that's here in the High Desert. So I want to ask a little bit about how can community find out more about the services and the program? So, Crystal, I think that may be directed to you. Yeah, is there a cost?
Specifically,
insurance.
Yeah, for people who maybe do not have insurance,
yes.
or can you explain that?
So our main focus is to serve the underserved community.
Mm-hmm.
We do accept Medi-Cal and uninsured patients.
Okay.
All right.
So if somebody doesn't have insurance, that's not a cause for them to not be seen, right?
No, they just have to go through, they have to contact our patient advocates, and they have to provide information such as income, proof of residence, and our patient advocates will, see if they qualify, and then go on from there. And they have like a tiered
pay schedule or fee schedule.
Fee schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask about this program, because I think what's unique about the program is it's actually a mobile unit. So you guys are going out into the community, bringing these resources and services, right? And so can you tell us what communities you're currently in?
So right now we serve the Victorville, Hesperia, and we just signed a contract with Lucerne Valley.
Okay.
So we're going to start heading out there and serve that community,
which okay.
for right now needs it the most.
And so if people want to, because they have to make appointments, right? It's
yes.
not just a show up. So they have to make appointments. Mm-hmm. And in order to make the appointments and find out what the schedule is and all of that, how can they do that?
They can always give us a call. Our phone number is 760-422-6272. Again, since we just started... signed a contract with Lucerne Valley. We have assigned dates to head out there. For Lucerne Valley, we're assigned to be out there two Tuesdays out of the month, which is the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Okay, because I was going to ask, how often do you mm-hmm. go to these specific cities?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and then for Hesperia, we are assigned to head out. It's the first Tuesday and third Thursday of the month.
Okay. All right.
And then for all other days, which is, you know, whichever other available days will be in Victorville. However, we only head out on Tuesdays and Thursdays only.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so the best way, so that that our listeners are not confused, the best thing for them to do if they're interested in the services and making an appointment is to call that number. And what's that number again?
760-422-6272.
And then get on the schedule for if they're in Victorville or if they're in Hesperia or if they're in Lucerne Valley,
yes,
right?
You can guide them.
Great. That's wonderful. And then at that point in time, you'll also talk to them about eligibility, mm-hmm. right? And so what they qualify for or how to go through that process. And so... I also want to ask Dr. Ping. You know, Dr. Ping, the services and resources that are provided through the mobile clinic, are they basically the fundamental, like dental screenings and care? And can you tell us how important those things are?
Yes, so we do provide the basic dental services. It is very important for all ages, and I do recommend that as young as maybe like 1 year and a half to start getting dental care.
Okay.
Just so that they get used to the dentist and they won't get so scared in the chair. and then also for the elderly, it's the same actually. So every checkup, every adults should get checkup every year, and then any pediatric patient should get a checkup every 6 months.
Go ahead. You were saying?
Oh, yeah. So pediatric care should get checkup every, like, 6 months. And then adult patients should get regular checkup for every year.
So a screening, like, once a year for adults?
Yeah, like a complete exam. And then, yeah, we do annual exam for every adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what can we do... every day as part of our dental hygiene practice to make sure that we're taking good care of our dental health?
So I do recommend that brushing twice a day and flossing every day would help with the oral hygiene. And then have parents to help kids to start early, teaching them how to brush and also start using the toothpick floss to start to get them used to dental chair, yeah. Because
and how early should we actually start teaching our kids how to brush their teeth?
As soon as you see teeth coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you see those two teeth
so
popping
out. So as babies.
Out. Yeah, babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start early, and then you get them very used to it. And
okay.
then once they get used to it, they're less likely to get scared.
Right.
Coming
and
to
then
the
on the other side, because you guys offer these services to everyone, for our seniors, are there particular screenings or particular things that our seniors should be aware of in terms of taking care of their dental hygiene?
Yeah, so I do see a lot of seniors having issues with grinding, and a lot of them probably don't even aware of they need to wear night guards. So I do recommend seniors, if they feel like their teeth are grinded down, they should definitely start looking for something called night guards.
Okay, so that I have a question about that. Seniors, so are they doing that grinding? Do we do that in our sleep? Is that how that happens?
Yeah, so most of the people that does that is in their sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so if we start to see or feel like we're doing that in our sleep, we need to get the mouth guard.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And protect ourselves against that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Great. Also with regard to children, parents need to be there with them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, like, what about if somebody needs a root canal? Do you guys do that, or is that a referral?
Probably a referral, right? Mm-hmm. For any other major situation,
so
right?
So we would do an exam with doctor, and if doctor sees something that's, like, a root canal or, like, an impacted tooth, we will refer them out to an office up in the High Desert that also accepts Medi-Cal and stuff like that.
So, okay, so you guys will help support them to getting that care.
So we'll like find an office for them, and we'll give them that information, and all they would have to do is just give them a phone call and make an appointment with them.
Wonderful. So you kind of streamline it and help them for that.
But as far as your mobile clinic, it's just like you said, the preventative, the exam, x-rays, maybe a filling, something basic, I would say. Something.
We also
like
do
that.
Extractions.
Extractions, too. Like, that's a major thing.
Like normal, like if they're not that hard.
Not a wisdom tooth extraction,
it depends
though,
on doctor how she would. If she thinks she could, then yeah. She
would. Okay. The exam would kind of dictate. Yeah.
But like bridges and things that you would obviously have to refer to.
Yes.
Like
anything lab related would get referred out, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to really thank you all for coming in today and sharing with us. Crystal, before we leave, I'm going to have you give the number one more time so that if there's any of our listeners who are interested or know
somebody who might be
in need of these services, that they can take advantage of that. So that number once again is
760-422-6272.
And to call this number to make the official
appointment.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And currently, you're in Victorville, Hesperia, and now Lucerne Valley.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Ping, Crystal, and Brian, I want to thank you all for coming in and sharing this very valuable information. I could be wrong, but I do actually believe that you are the only dental mobile clinic that's here, and we need you. So we thank you for your commitment to serving the underserved, the under-resourced, those who are desperately in need of some dental health care. So thank you for the work that you're doing here in the High Desert community. And anytime you've got anything going on that you want community to be aware of, please feel free to let us know and use us as an opportunity to help you get that information out.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. I'm very excited about this special guest.
I know. It's always such
a pleasure.
Fun, and we just never seem to have enough time when we have him on. He is commonly known to the High Desert as the CEO for ICR Staffing. I think I got that right. And then also what I get to say, which I know just gets up under his skin, and I love it, is that he is my former boss.
Correct. And
right?
We've worked with him for many years here at the station.
He served as the first district supervisor for the county of San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. And we are just really excited to have Robert Lovingood here with us today because he always brings such relevant and great information. And we just engage in these great discussions, that really help us to be more informed and have insight of where our job and career opportunities are, particularly here in the High Desert. So I want to say Happy New Year. Welcome. It's great to see you.
Great to see you, Robert.
Yeah, no, to both of you. I love being back, and I love the opportunity because I think there's so much to really look forward to that's occurring in the desert, the changes in education, both at really with VVC, when I say that, and also Barstow, and some of the major projects that are coming.
That are coming our way, right. So I want to ask you, Robert, what does the 2026 job market look like? But more specifically, what does it look like here in the high desert?
Well, I'm going to say there's going to be continued growth in logistics, but at the same time, the biggest project, the biggest game changer, and then you have to think about the multiple afterwards, is Burlington Northern Santa Fe.
Yes.
The big project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's going to be on Highway 58 in Hinckley, Hinckley, California. That's going to bring in over 8,000 construction jobs.
Mm. So tell us about that project, because we talking about that's that intermodal inland port? Is that what we're talking about?
Is that connected to Brightline in some way or no? This is something totally different.
That particular project.
Right. It's not to Brightline. It's, it's independent.
Okay.
So Burlington controls. So the ports of Los Angeles, just rounded up, 50% of the port that comes to our country comes through L.A. ports.
Right.
Burlington controls 30-35% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to do is they're going to pull that port up to this inland port, inland modal port for distribution. There's great benefits. One, those are trucks that'll be off the highway. Well, there'll still be a lot of them. But at the same time, they're going to bring that up, and they've created this perfect. And I really encourage people to go look at the website of Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Look up their project, The Big. You'll see the footprint. It's amazing. Great construction jobs during build-out. It'll have over 1,200 jobs after the fact in their logistics that'll pay over $100,000 a year. That doesn't account the executive and the management team.
So and that project is going to be located
in Hinckley. But basically, I think the easiest thing for folks in the desert not real familiar, think of Barstow and think of Atlanto and then think of Silver Lakes, just north of Silver Lakes. That community, which is already a CSD, a community service district, will have a great deal of growth.
Yes.
It's already actually charted and mapped for a interchange on I-15 to bring it over. So there's a lot of great things that are going to happen, a lot of growth with Barstow. Also mentioned in Barstow, it's really worth bringing up another project that's right there. As you can also see this, it's Apollo Silver. Okay, so they have the deed of claim in Barstow.
Okay.
And you can look them up. They're publicly traded, kind of like the dollar stock exchange today. But with every dollar increase, and now silver ran up to $120 an ounce from $20.
Mm-hmm.
It just came back just recently. I think this morning it was closer to $90. Kind of gold had retracted. But that silver is a known entity there. And that silver, which I didn't know, is really a key component to the data centers we hear about. It's one of the, and it's never been a direct source metal. Silver is kind of an ancillary item. So you find silver with gold. You find silver with iron.
Mm-hmm.
You find silver with copper. Calico was a silver mine.
Right.
Okay, that had some gold. So it's very interesting, and it's a big believer, and again, brings a lot of good jobs in that processing. So that's something to watch. The metal market will kind of do that. All these go back to where you first asked the question, what are the career paths? What are we going to see? And it's trades.
Yes.
Industrial electricians.
Okay.
Maintenance.
Okay.
Millwright. Forklift operations. Any of the technical things. And I mentioned VVC and Barstow because they're so well, and they're already adapting into that space, but it needs to be further. And I think look, they have great relationships with the providers today of industry, but you have to strengthen them.
Okay.
You're going to have to really increase the opportunity. And then I think I go back. So California Steel, they had partnership with Chaffey College. And what they did is once an industrial electrician student had a semester behind them and they had a B or better, they were invited for an interview. And based on that interview, 80% were hired. And they were paid a very $40,000 a year to continue to go to school. And when they weren't in school, they were at Cal Steel's property.
And so that leads me to asking you about the current hiring trends here in the region. What does that kind of look like?
Well, you know, the market right now, that's more out of my league than I say, but really for more, right now we're kind of at a slow point, you know, housing stalled, and I'm not an expert in that area. I think until we really get some price points, not only do I think interest rates, you know, we had this artificial Zoom during COVID, and there has to be some retreat. It's like when you own a farm country when it becomes, they call them land rich, right? Farmer's land rich because he's got, it's worth. Well, a lot of folks think they're house rich, and I think there has to be an adjustment. But coming back to more of that, we're kind of at a stalled point. We're not having the growth that we want. Industrial is driving it, freeway infrastructure, warehouse logistics, but housing has to catch up.
Okay.
So with that being said, you asked directly about our market. If we look at the mining companies, which most folks don't really understand when I say this, when they look around, how many of you know how many cement plants we have in the high desert?
Two?
Oh, they were very good. Very good.
Two? No. Oh, three? Okay.
Yeah, we have three. Okay. Then how many limestone operations?
Okay, I'm out.
None?
No, we have two major providers.
Okay.
And I say that because if we go to Big Bear, we go to Lucerne Valley, we see these operations, or if we go out to Silver Lakes, we see CMEX, and then we see Cal Portland. We just don't realize really what they're producing.
Right.
Yeah, so each of those are mining operations. Cement manufacturing, it's for everything that we have. The other are limestone operation, calcium carbonate, which is used from, you know, makeup to food to every process that we have.
Right.
These folks have the best opportunities for long-term careers, and they typically start off as a labor position. And when I say that, the need is for good folks willing to work hard and get dirty. And then based on attitude and attendance and performance, if you come in and you cross those T's, guess what? The door opens. We have hundreds, and I say that. That's what I do for a living. We work in staffing. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of success stories of folks that come in and go, okay, I got to be at work at 5 in the morning. Okay, I got to work till 5 at night sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get really dirty. It's going to be really hot, but I have this opportunity. And if I do these, the employer recognizes this is a good hire.
But a lot of people don't want to get dirty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, that's true, but
here's what I want to do, too. I want to talk about some of these local economic drivers, Robert. So healthcare, an expansion in that particular area. Logistic hubs, I think you've kind of talked a little bit about that. Public sector or infrastructure. Where are we finding, how should we be prepared, that these are the economic drivers here in the high desert? Would you agree with that, or?
Yeah, I think. Well, look.
Robert, would you also say project management as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I think project management fits in there, but I think this: we have to understand that a real economic is always driven by private sector development. That's the first thing. Nothing takes place in this world until it's sold, right?
Right.
Until something moves and there's a capital exchange.
Right.
So with that capital exchange drives careers, but it also drives basic our other government and services within.
Right.
It drives education
and
the number of students. So we have to have them all working in that. So when you look, to answer your question, first of all, healthcare, and I can say it, you know, I'm a boomer, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I say that, healthcare is more important now than it ever is.
Yes.
And we're still a growing population. So every aspect of house, from really certified nursing assistants, so CNAs, to nurses, to doctors.
We're always going to need that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The lab technicians, everything in between we need in healthcare. That's going to continue. Services, also, when I say that, is we look at our restaurant growth.
Hospitality.
You know, hospitality. We can look and say, yeah, there's a lot of beginning jobs, they are, but there's management jobs. There's other jobs within that are very successful and pay well. So it's for those to rise to top. All I say is go meet somebody who's running an In-N-Out as a manager and ask them, look how In-N-Out pays in the first place compared to their competitors. But at the same time, if you're running an In-N-Out, you're pretty happy as a manager. You're well compensated, is my point.
So let's talk about that, because a lot of times, for many, many years, we've been focused on, college degrees. And this is, you're on the pathway to success if you've got that college degree. But some of that is not necessarily true, right? You can be, but also there are certifications and licenses and in some of these jobs that you're talking about, where you may be starting at that entry level, but you also got to be willing to get dirty. The hours are not necessarily the most desirable, but those also lead to, and I'm just going to define success this way, as being able to be self-sustaining, take care of yourself, your family, those who you love, and live in a way where you have created sustainability for your lifestyle.
Great.
Right?
Well, I think there's one. You have to really go back. Look, college has a lot of value, right?
Yes.
But it's going to be impacted through AI, and I think you have to really recognize, and you really have to start. Night before last, Yale came out with an announcement. Any child that would qualify with over a 3.0 and could not, but XYZ and SATs, that they would offer free scholarships. Universities are being greatly impacted due to their cost. So they're losing students, so they're trying to bring them back. But let's just kind of do this. The more technical you are, the degrees, and I say this, that'll be threatened. Accounting is going to be threatened with AI.
Okay.
Because it's pretty much already in place of. You know, you can take raw data, and I say this, I can take revenue projections and the cost of labor and then and get it to forecast a profits report in less time it took me to say it, and it's accurate.
That's right.
So you're going to see the changes and the impact where where students, where people are going to succeed today is learning how to incorporate AI in a step forward.
Okay.
And really utilizing it. In an earlier conversation I had, it's really turned into this personal assistance, which I have to go find out about because it's just moving forward at such speed.
Yes.
You know, that we're it's going to be interesting. Back to career paths. I still believe some medical hospitality services within a degree feature will always, because it's still going to be human interaction.
So still that service is what you're looking for.
And, and we all know great personal touch and the importance. But you still need to focus in that direction more, but you still have to look at the others. And I say this, instead of a four-year, you have to really pay attention to debt. And I did not realize until a year ago how easy it was to borrow versus when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
When I went to school, and we don't have to put an age stamp on that. We can.
That's okay. We're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Forecast for 2026 looks
good. Looks very good.
Okay.
But it takes initiative.
Okay.
And there's not anything in life that's free.
That's right.
Yeah. And
I want to thank you for coming in, joining us.
We got to talk again, Robert. Come on.
Look forward to having you back with us because, again, we just kind of touched the tip of the iceberg. And this is such an important issue because, you know, jobs drive the economy, and healthy economies mean we have healthy communities. And that's what I think all of us want, is to be living in healthy communities that are thriving.
Absolutely, and I'm going to add this one person I left off was Matt Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the collaboration they're doing with the high schools. A lot of our high schools are getting on tracks with the trades, and they really need to be recognized. The other thing, and I say this, but more on a state view, we have to find a means that we can engage young people with interest and beyond sitting in an office and seeing it. And it's a big balance, I understand, because you can't have any abuse, but you really need exposure to make a decision. And even if we look at our A&P program, by the way, you know, Derek's programs, Victor Valley High School programs, they're phenomenal. But we got to get more of that real engagement and not just limit it to classroom.
Yeah.
They need to be on site seeing it, because then the things look. And if you look at a good A&P program, you're talking today coming out of school somewhere between north of 75 to 85.
So maybe I mean, bringing back that manufacturer's.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Form and fair that you did.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Tell me when we're dead.
We are dead.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.